Hi, 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 and welcome back to Shift Talking. I am Davina Hain, your mental health coach and professional friend here to help you build a life that is unfuckwithable. Today is our Shift RX where we take one truth and we break it down in under 10 minutes. And today we are talking shift about the fact that we oftentimes do not believe that we deserve forgiveness until we have suffered enough. And realistically, this is the quiet rule that most of us live by. You don't get grace until you've paid for what you did. Not in money, but in shame, regret, silence, isolation, self-punishment, self-deprivation, rumination. And while this applies to forgiving others, my main focus here is forgiving ourselves. I don't know that we can really undergo any true behavior change until we can accept and forgive the previous version of us for making the missteps that they've made, right? It's like almost don't feel right offering it until we've seen a receipt of suffering, fucking itemized, down to the penny. And that is exactly the belief that is keeping us stuck. We don't push forgiveness away because we're heartless. We do it because our nervous system equates accountability with punishment. Because we were raised on that apologize like you mean it mentality, but no one taught us what to do with the shame that follows. Forgiveness feels dangerous when your body only recognizes control, punishment, and protection as signs of safety. Forgiveness feels unearned when you were taught love is conditional. And it feels fake when your inner critic is louder than your inner caregiver. And look, I did not know how to do this work for a very long time. I knew that I needed to do it and I desperately wanted to, but I did not know how to view myself and the mistakes that I made as something worth forgiving. I made a lot of mistakes. I hurt myself. I hurt other people. I erred in ways that I did on autopilot and, right, I still did. And it was really hard for me to find ways of communicating with myself, of viewing myself at all positively or even neutrally. I didn't know how to sit with that. And it was once I started, you know, rubbing up against that question of, well, says who? And like, who am I punishing myself for? Like, how am I actually benefiting from this? If I've made a mistake and I'm receiving punishment, I'm paying my penance, shouldn't I know what to do with it afterward? Like, how will I know when enough is enough? And who exactly am I paying penance to? We get stuck in cycles of self-sabotage, hoping our suffering proves we've changed instead of actually changing, instead of taking the effort and the energy that I would place toward ruminating and putting it toward learning any new way of behaving. Instead, no, we stay in this shame spiral. We gatekeep grace from ourselves, demanding these emotional receipts instead of emotional repair. And it's almost like we mistake withholding for power, right? Like, it just keeps us connected to pain longer, but to what end and for, again, whose benefit? We tell ourselves we're being strong, but really we're staying scared. We're focusing so much on the mistake instead of what to do about it. Right, I am a firm believer, and I actually learned this from my therapist previously, that the only true way of forgiving yourself is knowing a path forward and taking it that leads us down this path that I'm least likely to repeat the same behavior, the same mistake. And I used to get completely stuck in these cycles and in this rumination. I would view myself so much more poorly. I didn't know how to forgive myself without feeling like I was giving myself a pass. But that's exactly what it is because I didn't know what to do with it. Any previous self-forgiveness would have been a pass. I would have just said, oh yeah, I forgive myself and then moved on. But like, what would I have done differently? And the answer to that is fucking nothing because I didn't have the self-efficacy to believe that I actually could. But I'm telling you, once you give yourself the room to say, okay, I fucked up majorly, right? I acknowledge this. I own it. I do not dismiss or excuse it. I never want to feel this way again, and I don't want to make other people feel this way again. What can I do about it? You don't give yourself a get out of jail free card. You don't do that. What you do instead is say, okay, in the time that I would spend shitting on myself, I am going to learn a new skill. I'm going to learn emotional regulation. I'm going to become emotionally intelligent. I'm going to learn how to make repair and understand myself in deeper, darker sometimes ways so I can know what I was actually trying to get done. So many times we're making mistakes because we are attempting to solve a problem with a problematic solution. So we put that effort toward, what solution can I come up with? And then we take action on it. And you will see, as soon as you take this action, the mistake, again, isn't even nearly on the table in the way that it used to. Sometimes you will drive on autopilot and you will forget and you will fuck up, and that is okay as long as you recognize it as quickly as possible, you take accountability for it, and you move forward. You trial and error new and different ways to do this work. And before we go into the shift framework, I want to share some stats with you that are just fucking utterly mind-blowing. 60% of people struggle to forgive themselves for past mistakes, more than they struggle to forgive others. Self-forgiveness is linked to lower anxiety, depression, and rumination, yet most people believe it's selfish or weak to forgive themselves, myself included, in the past, right? Only 27% of people say they were actually taught how to repair after hurting someone, but over 80% say they were punished for mistakes growing up, right? So what do we learn? Fear mistakes, don't fix them. Run away from shit and from people we harm and from ourselves, but don't learn how to sit in the ick of it, take accountability, and move through it. People with high internalized shame are 3 times more likely to delay or resist self-forgiveness, believing that they deserve continued emotional punishment. And because I'm always pulling in neuroscience here as much as I possibly can, here's what giving ourselves grace actually does for the brain. Forgiveness interventions reduce depressive symptoms by up to 70% in clinical studies. 70%. C's get degrees, you guys. Practicing self-compassion reduces cortisol and increases heart rate variability, which is a marker of resilience and emotional regulation. And I remember Carl Dietz educating me on this, but I didn't quite remember it. Forgive me, Carl. And here is what I've learned. Heart rate variability is the variation in time between heartbeats. It's not about how fast your heart beats, but how flexible it is in responding to stress and relaxation. So basically, a healthy nervous system will adapt, it'll flex, it'll be responsive. So a higher HRV basically equals greater resilience. Your body can shift smoothly between fight or flight and rest and digest modes. High HRV is a sign of emotional regulation. People with higher HRV recover from emotional stress faster and stay more steady in the face of conflict or fear. And it's a physical marker of grace. When you forgive, self-soothe, or practice compassion, that heart rate variability goes up and your body is literally saying, we are safe now. So the TLDR of that is that low HRV is reactive, burnt out, tense, full of cortisol. Our high HRV is flexible, steady, responsive. So if you need a reason to forgive yourself that's outside of this penance that we're used to suffering, grace isn't optional, it's neurological repair. Right? Withholding doesn't keep us safe, it keeps us inflamed and at risk. And self-forgiveness isn't weakness, it is a protective factor. So you do not have to self-sabotage to prove you've changed. You don't have to gatekeep your peace, you don't have to confuse control with closure. And you don't have to stay tied to pain instead of choosing release. There's a difference between letting something go and placing it down. We tell ourselves we're being strong by holding onto the shame, but really we are just staying scared. We are staying in cycles and in thought processes that convince us to stay exactly where we are, suffering and all, instead of giving us the room to make something different happen. We don't get the room to rise. So let's quickly go through the shift framework and make sure we can get this in under 10 minutes. S is our self-awareness. Where did I learn that suffering is proof of sincerity? What emotion comes up when I think about forgiving myself without punishment? Do I believe people only change through suffering? And if so, where did I learn that? Right? You ask yourself whether this is something that you learned from your culture, your religion, your society, your community, your household, your family system. Whatever it is, name it. Where did I learn that suffering is proof of sincerity? I'm going to waste a couple seconds on that pause. Where did I learn that suffering is proof of sincerity? Our H is our healing. It's rewriting this narrative from, if I extend grace, I'm being weak, and instead recognize that if I extend grace to myself after I have earned it in some ways, I am breaking a generational pattern. that providing myself grace isn't a reward. It is the repair. It is how I begin to repair these mistakes that I've made. Our eyes are innovation. We try changing the way that we talk to ourselves about this. We tell ourselves, I'm learning how to release shame without needing someone to bleed first, and that person is typically me. Right? You take that energy that you would place in making yourself feel like absolute shit for your mistakes, and you put that energy toward learning emotional regulation, learning emotional intelligence, getting emotionally literate, learning conflict resolution techniques. We do something with that energy rather than, you know, having it spiral within my own body. After that, through that, we get into fortitude. We recognize that forgiveness is not passive, it's courageous, it is everyday effort, even when it feels wrong. In our T, our transformation of self, what if you gave yourself the grace you wish someone had given you? Or give yourself the fucking grace that you keep giving everyone else? What if healing didn't have to be earned? And if you ask yourself these questions, if you go through this framework, you will begin to start to think that maybe this is okay. And that's all we need for now, right? Like, I am in here planting seeds, not expecting sprouts yet, okay? Let's plant the seed, let's water it, let's let it take root. And please remember that forgiveness is not the thing you get after you've bled enough. It is the thing that stops the bleeding. It's not the reward for pain, it's the release from it. And I promise you, you have suffered enough. It's enough. You can put it down now. That was our Shift RX. I will see you on Thursday for our conversation with Leslie Davis. Please remember, this is all about your empowerment, one shift at a time. Stay steady, my friend, and I'll see you on Thursday.